This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
He kōna e ipurangi tēnei nā te reo irirangi o Aotearoa.
Kia ora, I'm Maria. Cautionary note, I swear a lot in this podcast. Not Jamie, because she's composed, but I do. So, if the occasional F-bomb offends, then note, this is a podcast with such language.
Fresh flowers, extra chairs, table setting and ice. These are things that we need to think about in advance.
So, ice.
So you're taking glasses, drinks and ice. Great, I just got everything else. Kia ora and welcome to The Art of Entertaining, a podcast predicated on social cues and party planning in the 70s, but applied today. I'm Jamie and I'm always hungry.
And I'm Maria and I'm just a horrible cook.
Join us on our journey to hosting the meanest
dinner parties are the fast track to world peace.
Baddest.
I have to light something on fire.
Uniquely New Zealand.
Personally, I think it's like a lot of planning, a lot of work for what is essentially going to turn into a pizza.
And oddly 70s.
Jelly and vegetables. Oh my gosh. Chuck that in the bin.
Dinner party Aotearoa has ever seen.
This episode, we figure out how we are going to pull off this event. Organising the meal prep, setting the table, decorating the location. What we need is, we need a timetable and we need to stick to it, Jamie.
When I hear timetable, I hear party.
Absolutely.
There's quite a lot in this book. It astounded me. Yes, actually it's pretty thorough.
Okay, for those listening at home who may have the book, we are on page 12 and we are looking at division of duties. Yes. Splitting up the tasks, I guess, looking at what we have to do. So in the book, Jackie talks about the roles between the host and the host's husband. So the host is there to prep everything and the husband is to look after the drinks and glasses, tidy up and perhaps make a salad.
I sound like I might be the husband in this working relationship.
I think it's definitely good for us to split up the workload. How do you feel about looking after glasses and drinks?
I can absolutely nail that. Looking after glasses, pouring a drink, like absolute bare minimum. Yes, sign
you
me up.
You say bare minimum. But yesterday, let me remind you, Maria, yesterday I remember you said to me, Jamie, we should have a champagne tower.
Yes. I do think that that is very 70s, a champagne tower.
That is so cool.
Glasses stacked on top of each other. It's also a hazard, but I'm weirdly into it.
Yeah, we were so into it. And then we were like, glass stacked on glass stacked on glass and just pouring champagne.
The upside of that is that the if that fails, the husband has to tidy that up because I think that's part of their duty.
That's what Jackie says is part of the rules.
Yeah.
Point number two is we need to prep the powder room for when guests arrive.
What goes into a powder room?
I'm glad you asked. So looking at the book, Jackie said we need a place, like this is all preparation in the lead up to our event. So we need a place for them to hang their coats. A clean comb, maybe to give them hairpins. Lacquer?
What's that? What's
lacquer? That? I'm imagining it's like, it comes after hairpins. So I'm like, is it some kind of gel?
Some kind of substance for your hair, it must be.
Tissues, skin freshener, and fresh hand towels. Maria, yes. When was the last time you went to a party and was given skin freshener and hairpins?
Never.
Never.
Never have I been offered those things at a party, but maybe that's what people were doing in the 70s, you know?
It's so thoughtful.
It's very hospitable.
Is it like a goodie bag? Do they get a goodie? Or is it just stuff that's in the bathroom?
I think it's just stuff that's in the bathroom. You know what I'm looking forward to is how we both interpret these things and what is going to eventuate. I think it's just stuff that's in the bathroom that you that is there should you go retire to the bathroom and need a hairpin.
Yeah, how wild is this party if you need to go freshen up all over again?
Yes.
Fix your hair. Have you been to a party where you've been given any kind of pamper package or any kind of package? A goodie bag?
I love that all my references are from my childhood because that's the only time I've been given a goodie bag. And it's like the best part of the party, right? You can't wait to get your little baggie of goods. And you know there's going to be candy, maybe like a little toy in there. That's about it. But never like a pamper package to use at the party. Have you ever...
Not a pamper package, no. But like you, childhood parties, go get a goodie bag, lollies, toys. I'm really digging this pamper package. Like, I think I would love it. If I went to someone's house for dinner and they're like, here you go, here's a face mask, I'd be like, yo, that's extra.
So do we have to prepare pamper packages for everyone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that something we need to prepare?
I hope not. I really hope not. But who knows? The 70s were wild. Right, so Jamie.
Yeah.
We clearly need all the help. Luckily for us, she's got a bit of a timetable in here, so let me just dive on in.
All right, she breaks it down for us.
She does break it down. So on page 13, take note, Jamie, that we need to be working several days before the event.
For our dinner.
Yes, for our one night event, we need to be working several days ahead. You will be doing basic house cleaning. You'll be checking your table equipment and glasses. And this is where you would check your dress and your husband's suit.
Okay. We need to clean the house.
I was just assuming people are doing that on the regs, but, you know.
Your house isn't clean.
You mean your house isn't clean, Jamie? We've got bigger problems.
So because the book is from the 70s, a few days before, like, she mentions that we need to clean the house, but she also says we need to make sure we have all the equipment prepped. Now, I'm thinking... it's easy for her to pop down and just get 70s stuff because she's in the 70s, but totally. We aren't.
No.
So what kind of things do we need? We need to put extra effort and find 70s stuff.
We need to go scouring for it's stuff like punch bowls, you know, with the little glasses that hang off the end. It's like fondue sets, right?
Yeah.
Little fondue sets.
You don't have a fondue set at your house?
You don't lately have one just hanging around in your cupboards? It's stuff like molds to make jellied foods. I don't know where that is.
I love this. Ashtrays.
Yeah. They were just smoking indoors all around the place. Totally normal.
Do we need to worry about ashtrays?
Maybe I don't even know where you would find an ashtray now.
Power shells. At the beach. I feel like that's real 70s.
That's real. That's also very Kiwi. You know what I mean? But it's kind of really going out to find that stuff. I think that needs to be like several weeks before.
Yeah, like maybe we start today.
Okay, the first place that we absolutely, like first stops that we absolutely need to go to, first scene or Hollywood Props.
Oh,
they
yo.
All have all the goods.
Okay, let's do that. But look at that chandelier, come on.
I know, right?
Oh, look at this.
Jamie.
I think it's a giant cake.
Jamie.
Oh, yes.
So the next steps that she talks about. So this is several days before, and then she talks about the immediate day before.
Yeah.
And this involves a bit more cooking at this point. She says that we need to make beef stew. Here's a fun one. Clean silver.
Silverware?
So, yeah.
Like polish? Silverware. Polish the silverware?
Like polish, pull out the fine china, polish that silverware.
Yo.
So my takeaway is the day before you're going to be doing a lot of cooking. Maybe that's why they were making everything in jelly.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Because it's cold and it just can sit.
Yeah. Okay, and then she goes into same day prep, right? So all of the stuff that you're doing on the day of. I hope you're prepared because it's just a day of working.
Okay.
There's a morning schedule.
Oh,
then
wow.
Then there's an afternoon schedule right up until the guests arrive.
It's like a 3-day prep.
Do you want to know what you're doing on the same day prep? Got to finish cleaning that house.
Got to clean the house.
That's the first one. You got to finish cleaning the house.
Yeah.
And you're also visiting the hairdresser.
Oh, we got to book it in a stylist appointment.
I wonder how long that took in the 70s.
To go to a hairdresser? I mean, you've got pins in the powder room so they can keep it looking dope.
Then there's the afternoon schedule. You're setting the table, more cooking. It's assumed you have children, so you've got to feed them, change them, also get your makeup done.
Oof.
You've got to get them into bed, and then it's from there on out, it's pretty much just all cooking.
This is so much. There's no way, if I was in 70s, my husband's doing more than just making a salad and arranging glasses.
Hey, wait. There's a point in the evening where you have to call your guests. Like it says 7:59, hot rolls on. Oh, she means call them to the table. Okay.
Just individually calling them up on their phones.
We're learning together. Okay.
The next thing is, once the guests are inside, we need to prepare the main room. So Jackie mentions fresh flowers, extra chairs, table setting, and ice. These are things that we need to think about in advance.
So ice. So
so you're taking glasses, drinks, and ice.
All the easy tasks.
Great. I just got everything else.
You're good doing a dinner party, eh, Jamie?
You and I were actually talking the other day. We love fresh flowers. Like we're like, that's a little treat that I don't do
I
anymore.
I know, it feels so luxe.
Is there 70s flowers? Like,
oh,
like,
I feel
oh,
like
maybe arrangements?
I feel like it's carnations and forget-me-nots.
So what would be the equivalent today for a centrepiece? Is this what it means, a centrepiece on the table?
Maybe? I'm going to say yes.
So thinking about this, is there any rules that you've come across where hosts indicate where people sit or where people need to sit at the table? Have you ever had that?
Yes. In Pacific Island families, if there's a big epic event, there's always like a head table.
Definitely. Like a wedding, how they have a head table.
Like a wedding, a 50th, a hair cutting, an epic event.
Hair cutting?
Yeah.
Oh.
A hair cutting. That's totally a thing. At least in Cook Island culture, hair cuttings are a total like rite of passage. But there's always a head table, and that's kind of where your most prominent sort of guests sit up the front, and they're served first. They sit and they sit facing the crowd.
So if they're like the important guests, they're not hosting.
They're not. No.
So where would the host sit?
You're not really sitting.
Oh.
You're working. Like, you know, you're being a gracious host. You're making sure that everyone's got things on their table and all that sort of stuff. And you might.
So you're buzzing around just checking in.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Just press the button.
Yes.
Oh, there we go.
And it'll have 3 cups of coffee.
Of course.
And I wouldn't normally ask for coffee at this time, but you're very special people.
Oh, thank you. I'm looking forward to coffee with you.
Good.
We got some macaroons and some danishes. Yes.
Oh, my God.
This one's taking your fancy. I like that. I'm going to serve you some.
You're too kind. You really are.
Arrange seating. This is a good thing to bring up because we have guests that don't all know each other.
Mm.
And the book is very specific about where we sit and people that should sit next to each other.
Right.
Like, two things come to my mind. It's like, do we put people next to people they know, or do we mix it up so they can get to know each other? Or, surprise number three, do we do like a musical chairs vibe and throughout the course everyone moves?
I love that you've assumed that I've thought about it this hard, when clearly I was like, there's a seat, take it.
There's your seat. And I'm like, oh my gosh, all the combinations of seating.
I know, you've got like 6 different ways to do this and I'm like, see a seat, sit down. But I kind of like the idea of musical chairs, of attempting to do that. Just, it makes zero sense. Absolutely zero sense.
Yeah.
But the chaos seems fun.
What are you leaning more towards?
Whatever adds more chaos to this fire.
Great. So once everyone's seated and they've got their place, she talks about guests are served from the left, dishes are removed on the right, and the host pours the wine.
I'm going to remember none of that.
Yeah, this feels like it's you would have servers you know, like at a restaurant.
It's giving me servant vibe.
We definitely don't have servants.
We are the servants.
We are the servants. And luckily we have another option of family style, where you put both the meat, the veggie dishes are placed on the table, the host passes it around, and the guests serve themselves.
That one. I like that one.
100%. I was like, that one.
That's the one I want to do. That just lands on the table and you just help yourself.
Yeah. Have you been to any cool places or restaurants that have a really interesting way of serving food?
I like that Yamcha is a cart that is wheeled through. It feels like an announcement.
And I love that they have the big Lazy Susan.
Oh, yeah.
In the middle of the table, and all the dishes go on and you just kind of roll it around for everybody.
But then there are also some like interesting things that restaurants are doing where you go in to dine and there is no lighting whatsoever.
Yeah.
And you can't see anything. So you just
That might help us in this with our jelly dishes. This might actually help us.
Absolutely. So you just eat in the dark. That's it.
Have you done that before?
I've not, no. Have you done it?
It sounds a bit scary, but cool.
Yeah.
I was like, does it count like sitting in your lounge by yourself in the dark eating? Then yes, I've 100% done it.
I mean, I'd be keen to try it. Would I be keen to host it? No, man. That is going to be tricky.
That's messy.
Yeah.
When we went down to see Jackie, she's down in Christchurch, there's a cafe there. It was so cool. They have pipes and they would shoot your fries or your sandwiches through the pipes and you go pick it up.
Yes. It's I don't know. I can't remember the term, but it's like a hydraulic. No, not hydraulic. That's water, eh?
Yeah, it's like air like pressure. It shoots food through the pipes in the roof and then down into these like stations.
Yeah.
Huh?
Pneumatic. That's it. Yes, yeah.
I love that.
What was the food like in the 70s? Well, in New Zealand, it was very, it was limited, but it was very good. And we had puddings. Puddings were really important.
So, thinking about these things, I wonder if there's anything we could add to our party, a bit of drama.
The thing that everyone hangs out for is always dessert.
You know, just end the night off with a big...
Yeah, on a high.
Yeah, we definitely want to light something on fire. I feel like we need to do some tests or something.
We need to light some shit on fire.
We need to light something on fire.
Imagine if it flopped. Oh, gosh, that'd be painful if it didn't work out. So
if it didn't light up?
Yeah.
What would we...
Right?
What's the plan B?
There is no plan B. You don't come back from that. You never host a party again. You know what I mean? So I want to go. I feel like we need to test this so we can go in confident and be like, yeah, this is the showstopper. I'd be fine.
Yeah.
If we pulled that off and the rest of the menu, like it could be crap. I'd be okay with that, but we'd have to pull off the dessert.
Okay. It's a good thing you mentioned the dessert and stuff because we have been trying to prepare the menu in advance in our minds.
Yeah, yeah.
And one thing that someone mentioned to me we need help with is we have to keep all the food has to come out like at the appropriate times. And I know we're looking at doing like a prawn cocktail.
Yes.
So the other day.
You know what this podcast is really about? It's really just putting me on blast and how I don't know how to cook or what happens in a kitchen. Jamie asked me how to make a prawn cocktail.
We picked that because it seems like something that's cold. It seems like it's quite easy.
Easy. Low maintenance.
Low maintenance.
Cooks itself.
We can just put it out there really
quickly.
Put it out
there and it's done. And then Jamie asked me, how do you cook the prawns?
So I was like, I don't think you fry them.
No. I too didn't agree that they need to be
And then
fried.
I was like, maybe you boil them.
And that's where I piped in and I said, no, no. No, no, Jamie. You only need to defrost them and they're good to go. And
the level
silence in the car.
The level of prepping our food.
Yeah.
So we're either just defrosting or lighting things on fire. That's our wheelhouse.
That's the cooking methods we're going to use.
We have quite a lot of testing I think we need to do.
Yeah, clearly. any worries or concerns?
Should we see where we're sitting?
Yeah.
All right. What's the first point? What do we need to think of first?
Well, location. Do we have a location, a venue?
I'm not even from Auckland.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we can't do a home. So yes, we have a venue that we've booked, which I feel great about.
Great. Yeah. Good. You know, that sense of calm that you have is informing me also. So if you feel calm, I feel calm.
I mean, we have a place.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
We have a place. What about guests?
Yes, guests. We have a good selection of guests. I am aware some of them are flying in. But yeah, I feel like we've got a great group of people.
I feel like we've got a good mix.
How are we prepared for the food? I just want to say, in my Airbnb over the weekend, I couldn't even turn on my oven. I messaged the Airbnb lady. I called my mate. It took me like 2 hours to get the oven working.
My biggest concern is probably definitely the food part.
Yeah.
But also it's like all the dietary requirements. What does vegan prawn cocktail look like? I don't know.
What is it? What? Oh, we don't know.
No. No.
Oh, no. Just sculpt something out of...
Sculpt something out of tofu, I think, maybe.
Yeah. Prawns.
I mean, also, it's good. I mean, we have to keep in mind that on top of doing a dinner party, we're also making a podcast, and part of this podcast is being filmed.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to film it.
Yeah, so there's like 3 different layers going on here.
That's true. We do have a filming element and a podcast. Do you know what, though? Yes, we're like, you know, we are worried about cooking and that. But filming, this is our jam. Like, we are so comfortable in this space.
Comfortable in this space. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like I can organise that side and feel really confident about it.
It's the multiple layers of things to do totally. For us that is probably going to be the speed bump for us.
Yeah, and they all kind of seem equally as important as each other.
Is this just dawning on you now?
I'm like, do we prioritise which ones are of most importance? And I'm like, yo, wait, actually.
All of them, they all take precedence. So I don't know.
Cool, we got this.
Cool.
I feel good.
I feel great.
Now I'm trying to hype myself up. I feel good.
Yeah.
So... in terms of scheduling, I think it's good if we delegate 2 tasks right now that we own on the night, you and I, mm-hmm. that we can get a jump on mm-hmm. ahead of it. So 2 things that like we aren't used to, apart from everything. Option number one, you can pick one. Option number one, these centerpieces.
Yes.
Really
the 70 flower arrangements.
Flower arrangements, food arrangements, or... this cool as pamper package.
Ooh.
Yeah, which one do you want to take?
Okay, I think I know what I want to take. Yeah. Can I put my hand up for a centerpiece?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I'm so down for a pamper package.
Really?
Yeah, okay. I'm so keen to do that. Yeah. So I reckon we take that, we've delegated it, and then we add our own spin on it.
Great.
Awesome.
It's me in the center. It's me draped in carnations. Surprise, Jamie! You weren't expecting this!
I don't even know where to go from there. Oh. The Art of Entertaining is produced and presented by Jamie Poipoi and Maria Tanner.
The executive producers are Tim Watkin, Justin Gugri, and Katie Gossard.
Blair Stagpole is our producer and audio engineer.
Music by Tehema Bennett. Shout out to the absolute GOAT, author Jacqueline Steinkamp.
Listen to us on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And of course at rnz.co.nz.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.